The ABC series Lost, about a group of plane crash survivors stranded on a remote and mysterious island, won the top prize for a drama series at last night's Emmy Awards. The series returns for its second season on Wednesday. In the meantime, the Disney company's home video division has been trying to generate momentum by releasing a boxed set DVD of the entire first season. TV critic David Biancooley says it's an obvious ploy, but it works.
There's a new video revolution happening right before our eyes, and it's happening, quite ironically, in fast forward. For the past 3 decades, since the invention and popularity of the video cassette recorder, there have been 2 types of TV viewers. There's the old-fashioned type, who still watch television the way it was watched in the 1940s, waiting for the networks to put something on, then watching it in real time and sitting still for the commercials. Call them the TV generation. Then there are the ones who have figured out how to program their VCRs and watch the shows they want to watch when they want to watch them. They also fast-forward through the commercials, saving themselves minutes and very quickly hours of leisure time. Tape an episode of Conan O'Brien and zip through all the ads, and a 1-hour program suddenly turns into almost half that. Call those fast-forwarding folks the VCR generation. But now we have DVDs. It was only a handful of years ago that Hollywood discovered the new gold in them thar hills by packaging a mammoth season 1 box set of The X-Files that sold an astonishing number of copies. Now box set releases of TV series on DVD account for 25% of all DVDs sold, and the networks have discovered the value of releasing these sets at the end of the summer to spread an additional kind of word-of-mouth and program awareness for fall. Didn't catch the medical series House until partway through its run? No problem. Fox released the first season on DVD last month. The most recent seasons of Nip Tuck and Curb Your Enthusiasm are being rolled out this month, weeks before those shows return with new episodes on cable. And at ABC, the first season of Desperate Housewives arrives just before the return of the show itself. Meanwhile, fans of a certain deserted island show can get lost in Lost, 7 discs worth. There are people who wait for shows like Lost to come out on DVD and don't even bother to watch them on television. As a result, they never have to mess with commercials, and can not only watch the shows when they want, but navigate through them effortlessly and delight in all the extra material. This is the DVD generation. And while they have to watch enough TV to get excited about a show in the first place, this is the generation and the technology that may well turn out to be the tail that wags the dog. Lost, the complete first season, isn't just a good DVD box set, it's a great one. It doesn't hurt that it's built around a terrific, very intricate series, one of the most multi-layered and puzzling TV shows since Twin Peaks and The Prisoner. 1 season in, and we don't know yet why these people survived the plane crash, why the plane crashed, where it crashed, who and what on the island is out to get them, and what special gifts each survivor may possess. Obsessive fans of the show even like to swap theories about what's in the hatch in the middle of the jungle, a mystery the producers promised to solve in the second season premiere, and what's the meaning of those unlucky, lucky numbers on Hurley's winning lottery ticket. Watch a series like Lost in great gulps on DVD, and it's both more fun and more clear. Best of all, though, is all the extra material. The show's 24 episodes are spread out over 6 discs, some with alternate audio commentary by the producers and stars. That's not uncommon. What is uncommon is that when you're watching an episode with the alternate audio turned on, sometimes series co-creator J.J. Abrams will interrupt himself and the show to take viewers somewhere else entirely. It's the DVD equivalent of reading a passage from a book and jumping down to check out a footnote, and I've never seen this before. Here's a part of the opening scene from the pilot, when Jack the Doctor is running around trying to help other survivors of the plane crash. A precariously tilted wing from the plane is about to break off and explode, at which point Abrams, with his audio commentary, takes viewers somewhere else to behind-the-scenes footage of the explosion being filmed.
We did the engine explosion first, and then we were doing the wing explosion next. This is one of my favorite shots that Larry Fong, our director of photography, helped pull off. Let's just stop the film for 1 second.
And 2, 1, boom!
So we did the engine explosion first. The next day, we were doing the wing explosion, and we were told that the wing explosion was going to be huge. It was going to be this enormous explosion, and so we were all just prepared for this enormous, you know, crazy, this detonation, and it was the most...
Unimpressive?
Yeah, it was so unacceptable. It was like, literally, it was a firework.
Yeah.
So Kevin Blair...
I've watched a lot of TV shows on DVD, and I've never seen that before. Nor have I seen a show so clearly determined to film stuff for DVD release from the very start. The entire seventh disc is full of additional material. From documentaries on pre-production design and the genesis of the show, to the original audition tapes by the entire cast. There are deleted scenes, including two flashbacks from the season finale, and so much background and backstage information, your head will swim. The more you watch, the more you can't wait for the new season to begin. And that's the new marketing muscle that is driving these DVD releases. Television used to attract new fans to a show by repeating episodes during the summer. Now the summer is dominated by bad, cheap reality shows. And even those few scripted shows that are repeated aren't done so with respect. ABC tried repeating Lost this summer, but botched it big time by skipping certain episodes and infuriating any new fans that had been attracted. I know, because I've gotten lots of their angry letters. No one will be angry with the DVD release. Well, except for the advertisers, who will miss out on those DVD fanatics who will wait for the box set releases and skip the broadcast episodes entirely. But after 50 years of driving TV into the ground, it's awfully hard to feel sorry for advertisers.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Ian Chillog directed the show. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Roberta Shorrock, Monique Nazareth, Anne Marie Baldonado, Patty Leswing, Sam Brigger, and Mike and Scott. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.